the family remembrance now is that Julius Caesar was the first ruler, Augustus Caesar the second, and then 10 more followed as members of this Julio-Claudian family or Julio-Claudian dynasty. They are all people who have direct or indirect succession to Julius and Augustus Caesar. Now, the Julio-Claudians are in a variety of ways an odd lot. Tiberius, for example, was an old, rather suspicious man who was probably a pederast. Caligula was crazy. There's just no question about that. Claudius was physically handicapped and paranoid. Nero was an unbalanced genius. He's the one who fiddled while Rome burned. This was also a time, in some ways, of intense political strife and political controversy, too. Caligula, for example, was assassinated. Claudius was poisoned. Nero committed suicide. So we might say, if we're going to think about these Julio-Claudian rulers, is it the case that the Augustan Principate held, that the Augustan settlement persisted, or had Rome, in fact, descended once again into the anarchy of the first century BC? Well, the paradox is deep indeed. One way, I suppose, of getting a feel for it would be to say, let's imagine two space travelers to the United States. They can come now, if you please. And one of them lands in Washington, and one of them lands anywhere else you like in the country, really, maybe somewhere out in the Midwest. And they stay for a few months, and then they go back to wherever it was they came from and have a conversation. Would they not suppose that they had landed in two different worlds? The world of Washington, the world of government, of gossip, of busybodies, of all of the activity, all the self-serving activity, all the self-important activity that goes on, and most of the rest of the country, people peacefully going about their lives and business, without much reference, actually, to what goes on in the middle. Well, now let's imagine two comparable visitors, two comparable travelers, in the first century AD. And one landed in Rome, where there was all this strife and controversy and oddball rulers and political assassinations, and another landed almost anywhere in the provinces of the Roman Empire. And then we'll send them back where they came and we'll have a conversation between them. And they too would imagine themselves to have visited two completely different places. Here again is a tribute to the remarkable success of the Augustan achievement. The Augustan Principate, the Roman Empire, the regime Augustus created, went chugging along its way, working remarkably well, even though there was a certain amount of difficulty, stress, chaos, crisis, and odd goings-on at the very heart of that regime. Something sufficiently stable had been produced that it didn't absolutely depend on the character or the ability of the ruler himself. This is also a time when new territories are added to the realm. For example, the British Isles. Excuse me, Britain. Romans didn't conquer Ireland. When Britain was conquered by the Romans, this was a time when the Roman world was extremely well governed. It was a time when Roman finances were put on very sound footings. In other words, in a whole variety of areas of public life and public administration, this was, in fact, a very successful period indeed. So let me just repeat. It was a tribute to the genius of Augustus's settlement that the Julio-Claudian period was so stable and effective and well governed when, if we only looked at the capital or we only looked at the emperors, we would conclude, uh-oh, things are in big trouble once again. Now, a year of civil war in 68-69 did not return Rome to the turbulence of the late Republic. Again, a test of the system. Four generals in succession competed for the imperial office. Three of them fell away, and finally one of them, Vespasian was his name, succeeded in making good his claim, and he ruled for a decade, from 69 until 79. Now, Vespasian inaugurates what we call the Flavian dynasty of rulers. A little bit later in Roman history, Flavius actually becomes one of the honorific titles for an emperor. But now this is the Flavian dynasty. They're members of the Flavian family. And Vespasian is succeeded by his son Titus, and then by his son Domitian. Titus ruled from 79 to 81, Domitian from 81 till 96. And he ruled really quite effectively until Domitian's sort of growing autocracy eventually earned him assassination. But then, as we'll see in just a moment, there was another peaceful transition of power.